backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. This is a post on Twitter X account by Patrick Kobach, former state senator who sat on the election committees the entire 8 years he was in the Senate, ran for governor in 2018. He's been engaged in election integrity ever since the 2020 November election. Him and I together, along with others, were in the basement of the TCF Center that night, election night, November 2020. Well, his post just 17 hours ago said new rules being proposed by the Michigan Secretary of State not only do not address previous concerns regarding accuracy and the integrity of Michigan's qualified voter files, they make matters worse. For example, under her proposed Rule 5, clerks must classify a 170-year-old Jason Lemoyne Daniel and give him active status, since their records indicated that he voted in 2020. The 2020 election, the stolen election, where Biden supposedly beat Donald Trump here in Michigan, this 170-year-old guy from the Civil War voted in that election. Well, because he voted in that election, he must be reinstated and given active status under these new rules. Additionally, under these new rules, clerks seeking to clean up qualified voter rolls will have their hands tied by state officials. These new rules appear to be designed to make election fraud easier, not harder. It appears that Jocelyn, we will come for you, Benson, is taking no chances in her bid to become Michigan's next governor. And then all the rule changes under Rule 5. This is absolutely just amazing to me. If the voter returns a notice, depending on the response, the clerk shall take one of the following actions. A, if the individual confirms that they actually reside at their registration address, the clerk shall indicate that the individual has confirmed their residency in the voter registration database. The individual is then returned to active status. If the individual confirms a new address that is still within the same jurisdiction, the clerk shall update the individual's address in the voter registration database, update the individual's master voting card, and send the individual a new voter registration card. The individual is then returned again to active status. Third option. If the individual confirms a new address that is outside of the jurisdiction, the clerk shall cancel the individual's registration and update the individual's MasterCard as required by law. And again, return them to active status. Paragraph 2. If the voter fails to return the notice, but had engaged in election activity. The individual is then returned to active status in the voter registration database. So basically, whatever fraud they committed in 2020, for example, this 170-year-old guy who voted allegedly, supposedly in 2020, well, since it's recent election activity, he's then put back into the qualified voter files again for next year's election. This is unbelievable, people. And she's not even doing it with the law. She's not creating or changing election laws. She's simply implementing rules. And this one Rule 5 alone is unacceptable. Let alone tying the hands of the clerks to be able to go in and search and find dead people, people no longer live in your county or your township, and remove them from the qualified voter files. This is exactly what my wife, Victoria Bishop, ran on here in Antrim County. And in the November election, got 62% of the vote against the previous clerk, Cheryl Guy, who had been there for 12 years. The people in Antrim County wanted to restore election integrity. They wanted to get rid of dead people and people who no longer live here in our county off the qualified voter files. Well, now, here it is, right after Labor Day, everybody's back to work, everybody's back to school, nobody's paying attention. Well, 9:30 tomorrow morning, they're going to have a hearing, and they're going to try to adopt these rules to put them in place for the remainder of this year, 2025, when clerks are working to remove dead people, people no longer live in their counties, off the qualified voter files before heading into next year's 2026 election. So again, text me rules and I'll send you the email information that you can send to the public comment section for the Michigan government. Get your email on the record. Or better yet, if you can get down to Lansing and attend the meeting, text me meeting and I will get you the information so that you can be there at 9:30 tomorrow morning. This is just unbelievable. And I can't believe that she is going to get these rules approved at this JCAR administrative hearing meeting tomorrow. And guess what? They go into immediate effect. I mean, I give her credit. Being a lawyer, understanding administrative rules and how it's set up in this state, she is absolutely doing everything she can to protect the fraudulent election of 2020, heading into 2026 election, of which she is a candidate to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. My question, will some of these clerks file a lawsuit against these rules, claiming that they're unconstitutional? You do not, as a Secretary of State, get to tell a local clerk within a township, city, or village how they can run their elections. The only thing they're there for is to offer support. If a clerk has a question about a law, about a Michigan compiled law, a statute, then they can contact the Bureau of Elections and ask questions. But they cannot be dictated to and told what they can and cannot do with their own qualified voter files and how they run the elections. So, again, rules, if you want the email address, meeting, if you want to go there tomorrow, 9:30 tomorrow morning. I wish I could go, but I can't. I got a show to do. Can't get down there. But this is insane. And it's not like she's even trying to hide it. These rules posted, going viral on social media, email blasts going out, posts going out everywhere. This is not even something she's trying to hide. Bottom line, she's trying to make it difficult, almost impossible, for clerks to do the right thing. So, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll be reporting on it on Monday. Probably reach out and have Patrick Kobach on. And bottom line, see whether or not she's successful in getting the joint committee for JCAR to approve these rules. We'll see. We will see if, in fact, it happens. And one of the other things that I think is so interesting in all this, she's telling the clerks, along with Jonathan Brader, down in Lansing, both Tuesday and Wednesday, that you have your own autonomy. You're independent. We're just here to help. If you need anything, just ask. We're here to offer assistance. And then she turns right around and comes out with these new administrative rules that are basically telling the clerks exactly what they must do and what they can't do. Basically, two-faced at the exact same time. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, I've got 17 people texting me for the rules. John and Julie in Bay City, can you imagine what kind of rules she would implement as our new governor? You bet. Absolutely agree with that statement. Final segment of hour number one. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome into the show. A final segment of hour number one. 23 people texting me rules. I'm sending the rules to you for email to put public comment on the record before tomorrow's hearing at 9:30 on Friday, September 5th. By texting me rules, you'll get the information, the screenshot as to who to send your email to. The address is elections@michiganspelledout.gov. The mailing address is also there, but it's too late. Not going to get it in the mail in time for the hearing. Email is the best. And again, just put in the subject line rules. Dear Secretary of State, do not adopt these rules that are being considered on Friday, September 5th. Put your name, your address, and your phone number. And email it. It's that simple. And if you are able to get down there in person, text me meeting. I have the address and the time, 9:30 tomorrow, at the Binsfield office, room 1100, right across the street from the Capitol. Because here's the bottom line to all this. People are back to work. Kids are back to school. We are heading into fall. We think everything is all related to the budget. I've got a story pulled up about a meeting that took place yesterday. We're going to talk about that in the second hour. Well, guess what? She is just going to arbitrarily put forward a bunch of rules that will affect the outcome of next year's election. This is absolutely amazing. You know, we're talking about road repair, bridge repair, budgets, working out a deal. And then she, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, arbitrarily is just going to implement some new rules. Let's have a slam bam, thank you ma'am, hearing on it and adopt them. And honestly, did not even see this on the radar, folks. This was not listed, this was not posted anywhere. And basically,
they're going to have the meeting in less than 24 hours from right now. 9:54 right now, tomorrow morning, repeat of the show, it'll be 6:54. They're already going to be in the meeting less than 24 hours from right now. So it is imperative that you text me rules and send an email. Again, dear Secretary of State, do not adopt these rules that are being considered on Friday, September 5th. Your name, your address, and your phone number. It's that simple. Send an email. Now, one of the things that came to my attention over this meeting, this conference that the Bureau of Elections had with the clerks, they told them that over 700 clerks from around the state of Michigan attended the conference. This first conference ever by the Bureau of Elections. The director, Jonathan Brader, spoke, and guess who else spoke? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. We're here for you. If you have any problems, you have any concerns, you just give our office a call. We are here for you. And then she turns around and tries to implement these rules. And again, you have to understand, folks, these are administrative rules. The chain of command, the way things work, structurally, in our state government, you have the United States Constitution at the top. Underneath that, you have the Michigan State Constitution. Underneath the Michigan State Constitution, you have laws. Again, bills introduced in the House and the Senate, passed, signed into law by a governor. The fourth bottom leg of this is administrative rules for the executive branch. They're not laws. They're not bills that were debated, voted on, and signed into law. They're simply rules that they want to operate under. Well, unless somebody objects to the rules are in place. But if you challenge the rules, you take them to court, well, guess what? Then it is a time for it to be heard in the judiciary, a courtroom. Arguments are put forward, and then a ruling is made. Sorry, these rules are unconstitutional. You're infringing on the rights of these clerks from them to be able to run their elections in their jurisdictions the way they want to. So it's very, very, very simple. Text me rules. I'll send you the link to the email address. Do not adopt these rules that are being considered on Friday, September 5th. Your name, address, and phone number. That's all you need to do. We're going to get into this meeting for the budget. Took place yesterday. Hour number two will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun